What's up, everybody? Secret to Flight podcast. Happy Valentine's Day. Hope everyone had a great Valentine's Day up there, getting into the mid part of Q1 2024. What's going on this week? I hope everyone's enjoying the Friday Thoughts emails I'm sending out, that kind of series I'm doing on decision making. I thought about that a lot, about that for the last couple months, and the importance of making those. I know I talked about it a little bit here. I reread Tony Robbins' book, Awaken Giant Within. It's the Giant Within one. And I didn't realize how much he talked about decision making in that book there. And that was one of his classics, Awaken the Giant Within. And there was like a whole chapter on decision making. So it was maybe a sign that I should continue to write about it, because it's something that's kind of impacting my life now as well. So the other thing I wanted to share, just that's on my mind this week, is I started Arnold Schwarzenegger's book, Be Useful, and it's absolutely fucking fantastic. It's one of those books that, you know, sometimes you just feel like you connect to an author sometimes, just by, especially if I'm audibling this one, and like the listening to his voice, number one, is just fantastic, because I grew up with Arnold. But just the little comments he cuts like during the book, it's really good. And it's like one of those ones where I'm tracking with really well. I feel like he's speaking to me on a lot of what he's talking about. But I'm only through like the first three chapters, but I'm going to recap them for you right now, because it's just really impactful. The first one is about the importance of vision, right? And I think the reason I wanted to bring this up is because I know I talk about vision a lot, but me, you know, 15 years ago or so, like 2009, when I graduated college, or even, you know, 5 years before that, when I was a senior in high school, if I read something like this, I would have gotten nothing out of it, right? Some of the stuff Arnold talks about, the importance of having a clear vision way out in the future, if you haven't been through watching the power of having a vision and watching things actually come into place by working your plan towards that vision, what Arnold says is just not as impactful. But because I've seen it happen over and over again in my life, and the team's life at Yellowbird, and different people now in flight, because I've seen people put visions out there and accomplish them, I've seen it with people in this group I'm in, GoBundance, and other kind of networking groups I'm in, it's just become a part of my life. And hearing someone like Arnold talk about that just once again confirmed it in a different sort of way. And we all obviously know who Arnold is, but if you watch his series on Netflix of the story of his life, or you read one of these books, his life could have gone a lot of different ways, right? Like, he grew up in Austria, you know, poor family, and ended up in America, you know, Mr. Olympia seven times. He was the biggest, highest paid action movie star in the world, and then he became the governor of California. It's just fucking crazy, right? And every step along the way, you know, tons of people told him he couldn't do it, but he had this vision that was blurry at first, but became focused over time. And Arnold, in his book, talks about his process of creating that vision and his process of honing it. And it was absolutely fantastic. Obviously, like I said, I talk about vision a lot. I work a lot about flight's vision and my vision for my own life and my family's life. And hearing someone at Arnold's level dedicate a whole chapter of his book to that just confirmed how important it is. The next chapter, chapter two, is about thinking big, or I think this is like chapter three in the book. One of my favorite books is The Magic of Thinking Big by David Schwartz. And Arnold, in one chapter, talks about the same sort of topics, but it's just fantastic. He does a great job writing about it. I'll give you one kind of example. He says, if you have a dream and you have a vision, you have to go all in on it. Don't fucking half-ass it. And his example is director James Cameron when he directed Titanic, right? He could have, you know, half-assed the way that they filmed the boat, or half-assed the music scores, half-assed what, you know, there's a lot of different ways. It was very difficult to make that advanced of a movie back then. And he talks about how there was a $40 million water tank in Mexico where he had a 750-foot almost exact replica of the Titanic, just a little bit shorter. And he just went above and beyond with all of these details and spent way more than he had budgeted, but it ended up being a massive success. And at the time it came out, I think he said in 1997, it was the highest box office grossing, most successful movie profit-wise made to that point. And its record only got broke, and whenever it was, 2016, when James Cameron came out with Avatar and did the whole thing again. So I just thought that was so interesting. And you look at someone like James Cameron, you look at someone like Arnold, talk about someone that goes all in on their goals, right? Arnold talks about his bodybuilding competitions and how he lost Mr. Olympia to this guy, Frank Zane. And he lost because, you know, obviously Arnold was massive and jacked and had a six pack, but he lost because of his calves and the definition within his abdominal muscles. So he could have easily been like, well, I'm fucking huge, like, and I look great, like, this is good enough. But that wasn't enough for him. He wanted to be the world's best bodybuilder. So he went out. He started working his fucking calves every day in the gym all day. He talks about how, you know, calves aren't something you're going to focus on because you're wearing pants a lot of the time. So what he did was he cut the legs off all of his sweatpants. So he had to look at his calves all the time, which I thought was hilarious. And it's really funny to hear him talk about it too. But he worked his fucking calves like 7 days a week for a half hour a day, and ended up working his like obliques and his abdominals well, and got a different level of definition there, and ended up going back next year and becoming Mr. Olympia. So it's just crazy. Like, he's already at the highest of high levels of bodybuilding, but he took it to that next level to work on those few final things and really become number one. And I think it's just a great metaphor for all of our lives, especially what's going on with flight. Like, we had a great start. That's actually a good transition. I'll transition into flight. We have 25 builds going right now. Our first six will finish up in a couple weeks. We're getting attaboys from people here and there on holy shit, you guys are moving quickly. I can't believe you have that much going so far. But the reality is, we have so much further to go. We haven't even fucking begun. And that's the way I look at it. And, you know, things are going well, but we're not without our issues, you know, without our minor, team issues, we're not without construction issues in the field. We're not without permitting issues. We have all sorts of issues to work through. And it is so easy at this point to say, oh, we're finishing our first couple houses. We got, you know, we're not even a year old. We got 25 houses out of the ground. It's easy to just pat yourself on the back. But if you're going for greatness, and you're going to be one of the best that ever did it, which is what we're doing, because if you can, you must, then you have to shore up those issues. You can't solve everything in one day, but you need to be going in the right direction and solving those inspection issues, solving those construction issues, solving those team member issues, and continuously getting better, right? So that's my message for the week. And hope everyone has a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week.